Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is August 16th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is August 24th, 1938, and the title is Siege of Fort Mason. Hope you guys do enjoy.
A cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his great horse Silver and his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains fought crime and criminals throughout the western United States. It was he, more than any other man, who brought law and order to the new territory, and the memory of his deeds will remain with us as long as the memory of the early West itself. Now return with us to those thrilling days when adventure lay at the end of every trail. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Cottonwood River! Tonto's waiting for us! Hi-yo, Silver!
Hooray! For months, there had been rumors of a threatened Indian uprising under the leadership of Chief Little Bear. Major Carson, in command of Fort Mason, sent Captain Stewart with a large force to find and pacify the rebellious tribesmen. Stewart led his men toward the Cottonwood River country, where Little Bear had been last seen, and there began his search. It is night as our story opens. Captain Stewart, seated at a table on which he has spread a large map, is dismissing one of his men.
That will be all for now. See to the guard, and then you can retire.
Thank you, sir.
Let's see. Here's where the Cottonwood bends. And here's where Little Bear used to have his village. If he's anywhere around, he
Captain
should be...
Captain Stewart.
What the...
I want to talk to you.
A masked man. Where's the sentry?
Keep
Where's
the voice down, Captain.
But I don't...
I'm not an outlaw. All I want is some information.
You must be an outlaw. You wouldn't come
Never
in...
Never mind that now. What have you brought these troops here for?
That's none of your business.
Perhaps I can guess your purpose.
Yes?
Tonto and I have heard stories about Little Bear. It's been said he may go on the warpath. My guess is that you've been sent here to find him.
You seem to be well informed.
I came to offer our help.
I don't take help from outlaws.
You'll need experienced scouts to get on Little Bear's trail. And Tonto can read trail signs better than any white man.
Tonto?
He's my friend, Captain. An Indian. You've nothing to lose by accepting our aid.
Your offer is serious?
It is.
There's no denying I need all the help available.
You do, if you expect to capture Little Bear. He's an experienced troublemaker, Captain.
One moment. You said you had a friend by the name of Tonto.
I have.
Stranger, what's the name of your horse?
He's called Silver.
Silver. Tonto. Good. I'll take your offer. And if you help us catch Little Bear, you'll have done a service worthy of the Lone Ranger.
Chief Little Bear, informed of Captain Stewart's expedition, had already left the Cottonwood River country and one day appeared at the very walls of distant Fort Mason. The first daring attack of the Indians came perilously close to success. But rallied by Major Carson, the soldiers barricaded the gates and returned a murderous fire upon the savages.
Every man to his post. Fire at will.
Major Carson.
What is it, man?
Lieutenant Price reports that the Indians are withdrawing on his side of the fort, sir.
Good. That means the first attack is probably over.
Yes, sir.
We'll have time to organize our defenses.
Any orders, Major?
None for the present. They are falling back.
If you'd excuse me, sir. Lieutenant Price asked me to report back.
Wait.
Yes, sir.
Tell the lieutenant I wish to see him in battalion quarters. Summon all the officers. May develop to a siege. We'd better take counsel now while we have the opportunity.
As Major Carson predicted, the Indians, confident of success, stubbornly pressed their advantage. They surrounded the fort, and though none of their attacks broke through, they made escape impossible. On the evening of the third day, the Major called Lieutenant Price to his quarters.
You called me, Major?
I did, Lieutenant. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
There now. Lieutenant, our situation is serious.
I realize that.
We can't hold out indefinitely. Chief Little Bear wouldn't have dared attack the fort if he didn't know that half our force is away with Captain Stewart.
But how could he have known?
That's something I'd like to find out. But never mind that for the present. Our problem is to discover a way to get in touch with the captain.
That won't be easy, sir.
But it isn't impossible. And it has to be done. For one thing, our supplies are running low.
Yes?
We have ammunition for a week at most. Our food will probably last as long.
And then?
And then, Lieutenant, if Captain Stewart doesn't arrive to relieve us, we're through.
Have you something in mind, sir?
Lieutenant, we'll have to get a messenger through the Indians with orders for Captain Stewart's return.
It would take a good man to do that.
I've sent for a good man.
You have, but I...
He'll leave tonight, at once, as soon as I've given him his orders.
That's rather short notice, isn't it?
Lieutenant, I have a special reason for this short notice, aside from the necessity of aid at the earliest possible moment.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
I'm almost certain we have someone in the fort who has been supplying Chief Little Bear with information.
But that's impossible.
The Indians knew of Captain Stewart's absence.
Perhaps.
They made their attack at a time when our supplies were low.
Only coincidence, sir.
But I don't like that kind of coincidence.
Oh, but surely you don't believe any of our men would sell us out.
Such things have happened before. Chief Little Bear would pay well for any information.
I can't agree with you.
Well, at any rate, I'm sending a messenger before the Indians can learn we plan to make the attempt.
I wouldn't advise it, Major. I think...
Who is it?
Sergeant Morton is here, sir.
Send him in. Close the door, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant, I have a job for you. But it's a volunteer detail. You'll not be punished if you don't accept it.
That's all right, sir.
Someone must get through the Indian lines with a message for Captain Stewart. But there's more than an even chance that whoever makes the attempt won't succeed alive.
I can do it, Major, if anybody can.
You're willing to try?
I sure am.
But look here...
It has to be done, Lieutenant. Sergeant, the captain is somewhere in the Cottonwood River country.
Yes, sir.
You should have no difficulty getting on his track if you dodge the Indians.
I'll find the captain, sir.
Fine. And when you do, tell him to bring his men by way of Buffalo Pass. The Indians will expect any reinforcements to come by way of the lower trail. We don't want those men ambushed.
Yes, sir.
It's dark now. Can you start immediately?
Sooner the better.
Come. I expected your answer. My orderly should have your horse ready. If you're mounted, you'll stand a better chance of breaking through.
Right, sir.
I'll come with you, Major.
If you wish.
But I still protest against this action, sir. I believe the sergeant should be given more time for preparation.
I've told you why that isn't possible, Lieutenant. There's my orderly now. He's ready for you, Sergeant.
Is that him at the small gate?
Yes. Come on.
Major, you don't plan to unbar one of the gates, do you?
Of course I do. There's not that much danger.
But what...
It'll only be for a moment.
Orderly.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant Morton will get mounted. When he says he's ready, you'll open the gate, let him through, then close it at once.
Very good, sir.
You can still withdraw, you know, Sergeant, if you feel you can't make it.
I'll see it through, Major. Steady there. I'm ready, sir.
The gate, orderly.
Yes, sir.
And, Sergeant, the best of luck.
Thank you kindly, sir, but I won't...
You fool! Put out that mask, Lieutenant.
But
if that light was seen...
I'm sorry, sir. I just wasn't thinking.
It seems not. Sergeant, you better be on your way before anything's noticed.
I'm going, sir. Get up there, boy. Come on.
There. He's gone.
We can only pray he'll make it now. Close the gate, orderly.
Yes, sir.
Shall we be getting back, Major?
Wait.
But...
I want to listen. If there's no alarm, then... What was that?
I don't know.
Listen.
Probably just some nervous redskin firing at a shadow, Major.
What if it wasn't, Lieutenant? If it wasn't...
In the meantime, Captain Stewart, alarmed by his failure to find a sign of the Indians he'd been sent to locate, was undecided what course to pursue. See him now as he stands outside his tent watching the approach of a lone horseman.
I wonder... Yes, it is the masked man.
Come on, Silver!
I hope he has news.
Oh, no, Robot! Robot, steady there!
You found Chief Little Bear?
Not a sign of him, Captain.
I was afraid of that.
Has Tyler returned yet?
He came back an hour ago. He found nothing either.
Then I believe there's only one thing you can do, Captain.
Yes?
Return to the fort. Chief Little Bear isn't in this district.
But to return without accomplishing my mission, or without orders from Major Carson...
The fort itself may be in danger.
That's what worries me.
Chief Little Bear is clever, and it'd be like him to attack the fort in your absence.
If there were only some way of knowing.
You can't return without orders?
Only in case of necessity. The Major made that plain when he sent me out. We were to continue until we found those Indians.
I have a suggestion to make, Captain.
Yes?
Toto and I have done all that we can for you here. Let us ride to the fort and find out the situation.
You'd be willing to do that?
Of course.
But I could send one of my own men.
We could make the journey faster. And if the fort is in danger, you'll want to know it as soon as possible.
You've already done more than I have a right to ask.
Captain, if Little Bear's uprising succeeds, the life of every white man for 200 miles around will be in danger.
I know.
I'll get Toto at once. Steady, Silver.
You mean you ride now, after being in the saddle all day?
There's no time to waste, Captain.
I can't object. I need your help too badly.
You'll hear from us as soon as possible. Come on, Silver.
The siege of Fort Mason had not been lifted. While ammunition and food ran low, Chief Little Bear's warriors still made a menacing ring around the helpless garrison. Major Carson watched the hostile savages from the stockade and felt there was little hope of rescue.
They outnumber us 3-1, orderly.
Captain Stewart may show up yet, sir.
There's little hope of it. I've sent 3 messengers already. Not one got through alive.
But still there's a chance.
Orderly.
Yes, sir.
The Indians are going to attack again.
It doesn't look like an attack, sir.
What's that?
It's a masked man, an Indian.
Something's happened there. Look, Little Bear's braves are after them.
That's not one of the chief's braves with a masked man, Major. He's not in war paint.
Hurry, Silver,
old fellow! Lieutenant!
Yes, sir?
Those men are trying to reach the fort. Open the gate.
It isn't safe,
Major. Open it, I say.
Do you think they'll make it, sir?
We'll soon see.
Look at those horses they're riding.
I don't know who they are, but I'll be blasted if I'll let them get into Little Bear's hands.
The gate's open.
Good. Fire at those redskins. Drive them back. Get that gate closed again. Close it before those painted devils force their way in.
They're closing it, sir.
This way. Ranger, now that you're inside, I want an explanation.
Major, I want food and water for our horses. And then you and I will talk.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. After the Lone Ranger and Tonto had broken through the Indian lines and entered the fort under fire, the Major took the masked man to his quarters.
You say you attempted to go back but couldn't?
We were discovered by the Indians, Major, and cut off.
Hmm.
We wouldn't have tried to enter the fort if we'd had any choice.
I see.
Our only chance was to reach here.
And now our last chance to get word to Captain Stewart is gone.
I think not, Major.
But I've sent
Salary can get through the lines after dark.
It's been tried before and failed.
Tried by white men, sir. Tonto probably wouldn't be questioned.
He would fail to.
Then I'll try it.
You misunderstand me. What I mean is this. Someone inside the fort is supplying information to those Indians.
You're sure of that?
I'm not only sure of it, but I strongly suspect one of my officers.
You have evidence?
Not enough, confound it. But I'll stake my life I'm right.
Yes?
I think I can trust you. The man I mean is Lieutenant Price.
Good.
What's that?
You have one sure way of getting a message to the captain.
But I've tried...
Lieutenant Price has sold out for Little Bear. His life is safe with the Indians.
Of course, but
then
I
let him carry the message.
You're mad.
I have a plan I'm sure will work.
I can't send word by the lieutenant. He turned the information over to Little Bear at once.
I'm counting on that.
If I tell Captain Stewart to return by way of either Buffalo Pass or the lower trail, the Indians will ambush him.
We'll send the lieutenant first, then Tonto afterwards.
But what good would that do?
If Lieutenant Price is gone when Tonto leaves, there'll be no chance for Price to know that Tonto is following
him. If you're counting on your friend giving the real message to the captain, it's impossible.
Yes?
Captain Stewart would never take the word of an Indian before that of Lieutenant Price?
That isn't my plan.
But you don't
Listen
understand.
To me. I'll explain. And if you agree with my plan, we'll try it.
Major Carson listened to the plan of the masked man and agreed that it had a good chance of success. That evening, he spoke to his orderly.
Orderly.
Yes, sir?
Tell Lieutenant Price I wish to see him.
Very well, sir. I believe he's just outside.
Good.
Lieutenant Price, Major Carson wishes to speak to you, sir.
Right.
Come in, Lieutenant. Close the door, orderly, and wait outside.
Yes, sir. What is it, Major?
You're making the next attempt to reach Captain Stewart, Lieutenant.
Me, sir?
It has to be done. And I think you're the man for the job.
But why ask...
I won't ask the enlisted men to do what their officers refuse.
I'm not refusing, sir. I was only thinking that you had decided a man couldn't get through the Indian mines.
The others failed. I hope you won't.
Yes, sir.
You'll start at once.
Very well.
Come. It's quite dark now, but you'd better be on your way before the moon rises.
And what are my orders, sir?
Captain Stewart has returned with all speed. Tell him to bring his men by way of Buffalo Pass.
Buffalo Pass?
I think that's best. Little Bear will probably expect any reinforcements to come by way of the lower trail.
I see. There was something I wished to ask you, sir.
Yes?
Who is this masked man who came to the fort?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that, Lieutenant. Here we are.
Steady there. Steady. I'm ready, sir.
You understand my orders?
I do, sir.
And you're not afraid?
Of course not, sir.
Very well. The gate is open. Something tells me you'll get through safely.
I feel the same way about it, Major. Get up there. Get up, boy.
I'll close the gate, Major.
Yes, do.
There.
The rotten traitor. If our lives didn't depend upon it, I'd almost wish those Indians would shoot him by mistake.
I understand, sir.
It was right here he lit a match when Sergeant Morton left the fort. I'm convinced Lieutenant Price used that trick to warn Little Bear.
I agree with you. But Tonto's waiting, Major.
Yes. You're sure that he won't be risking his life?
Yes. If he were, I'd prefer to go in his place.
Of course, the lieutenant is gone. There's no one to let Little Bear know Tonto is leaving.
And Tonto can move as silently as any man alive. Come, Major. We'll tell him it's time for him to go.
Lieutenant Price rode away from the fort, and when he drew near the Indian lines, called out softly, identifying himself. A silent Indian stepped forward, led the officer into the presence of Chief Little Bear.
Chief.
Why you come here?
That fool of a major sent me, Little Bear. I'm to get in touch with Captain Stewart. Things are going our way. A few more days and I should collect the rest of that 1,000 in gold you promised me.
Maybe soldier hold out plenty long time.
Not much longer. They've got food and ammunition for only about 3 days.
That heat good.
But that isn't the best of it, Little Bear. I'm to tell Stewart to bring his men through Buffalo Pass. Chief, you wait for Stewart at the pass and you can wipe them out to the last man. Leave just enough of your braves here to make the Major believe he's still surrounded.
Chief Little Bear can do.
Fine. I'll go on and give Stewart his orders and They won't suspect a thing.
Major, him think you crook?
Major? He hasn't any idea that I'm on your side. And if he did, he couldn't prove it. And when I found Stuart, I'll pretend to be ill or something of the sort, so I'll not have to return with him. And then there'll be no danger for me when you attack.
Better you go now.
Right, Little Bear. The sooner I find the captain, the sooner this business will be finished.
Here,
boy. Don't forget about that 1,000, Chief. I can use it.
Chief Little Bear, never forget.
Good. Get up there, boy.
Captain Stuart waited anxiously for word from either the masked man or his superior, Major Carson. We see him now, more than a day later, speaking to one of his men.
I can't understand it. The masked man should have been back before this.
Shucks, I wouldn't worry about that fella if I was you, Captain. Him and the engine can handle themselves all right, I reckon.
We don't dare return to the fort unless we receive word.
Uh-huh. Orders is orders. But sometimes it ain't a bad notion to forget about them.
I've been thinking that same thing. But still,
say,
I...
Say, ain't that somebody riding this way now?
Aye. It is.
Looks like he's wearing a uniform, too.
Wait. Isn't that Lieutenant Price?
That's him, all right.
Lieutenant!
Captain Stuart! Hold on. Hold there. Hold.
You've been riding hard.
I have, sir.
There's bad news.
Chief Little Bear has surrounded the fort. The Major sends orders for you to return as speedily as he can.
The fort's in danger?
It is.
I was just scared of that, Captain.
Lieutenant, did you see anything of a masked man and an Indian before you left?
Yes. You know them?
They're unharmed?
Quite.
Then I can't understand why they didn't come back here. There was no need for them to enter the fort once they discovered the situation.
Little Bear had them cut off before they knew it, sir. They had no choice but to ride for the fort.
I'm glad to hear it. I couldn't believe they wouldn't have returned if it was possible.
You'll order your men out?
At once. Sims, tell the bugler to sound assembly.
Sure thing, Captain.
Well, there's one more thing, sir.
Yes?
You're to return through Buffalo Pass. Those are Major Carson's orders also.
But why did he...
He suspects that the Indians may be watching for you by the lower trail.
Very well.
Who's that?
That horse. It's Tonto.
The Indian with the masked man.
That's the one.
But what's he doing here?
We'll soon find out. And in the meantime, we'll be getting started.
At Fort Mason, the Indians had kept up a scattered fire designed to tempt the soldiers into wasting their ammunition. Major Carson, however, had given the command to fire only in case of necessity. The lack of food inside the fort's walls was the greatest problem. The men had been put on half rations, and already they are beginning to feel the pinch of starvation. We see the Major and the Lone Ranger as they ride slowly within the boundaries of the stockade on a tour of inspection.
The men are looking tired, Major.
They are. If help doesn't arrive soon...
Don't give up hope, sir.
Captain Stuart should have been here by now.
I didn't look for them this soon.
If reinforcements don't come, it'll prove I've made a serious mistake in judgment.
Yes?
I may have sent Lieutenant Price to his death also.
You're worried only because the strain of waiting has been hard on you. There's little doubt of what Price was a traitor supplying Little Bear with his information.
I suppose so.
The Indians are firing again.
But we won't reply unless it's necessary.
But wait.
Over. What is it?
Those shots weren't fired at the fort,
but I thought
they're firing at something beyond that hill.
By heavens, I think you're right. Orderly!
Yes, Major?
Can you see what's beyond that hill?
I'll find out, sir.
It won't be necessary, Major. Listen, cavalry, Captain Stuart.
It is Captain Stuart, sir.
Major, we should leave the fort and attack.
Attack?
There's no better time. While Captain Stuart engages them from the other side, we'll attack from this.
It might work.
We'll give them no time to resist.
Orderly, tell the men to mount. I want them assembled here ready to charge in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
We're going to strike and strike hard.
The men were assembled, given their orders, and told of the plan of attack. Meanwhile, the sound of battle outside increased as Captain Stuart led his men forward. Major Carson shouted a command. The gates were thrown open. With the masked man heading the charge, the troopers raced forward.
Forward, men! Come on, Silver!
Attacked from both sides, the Indians fell back in confusion. With the most of the braves absent at Buffalo Pass, the remainder could put up a little opposition. At the end of 20 minutes of hard fighting, the Indians began to throw down their arms.
They're surrendering, Major!
Cease firing!
Cease firing!
Go, Silver! Go! Major,
you can easily capture the rest of the tribe. They're in Buffalo Pass waiting for Captain Stewart. They'll not expect you.
Right. Captain Stewart!
We got here in time, Major. Whoa.
You did, Captain. Thanks to the masked man.
You followed the Major's instructions, Captain?
Exactly. Lieutenant Price still doesn't know why I disobeyed the orders he gave me.
He's coming now.
He's going to report me to you, Major, for insubordination.
Hold the wire. Major,
Captain Stewart absolutely refused to come by way of Buffalo Pass as you ordered.
One moment, Lieutenant. Those weren't my orders.
But that...
And you're under arrest.
Arrest? You can't do that to me.
But I can. You were the only messenger, aside from Tonto, who got through Little Bear's lines. And only through you could Little Bear have received the information that took him to Buffalo Pass.
No.
Lieutenant, I gave you verbal orders for Captain Stewart. But you didn't know that I'd written other orders for the captain, which the masked man concealed in the flap of your saddle.
You what?
Is that where you found them, Captain?
When Tonto arrived, he told me where to look. I sent the lieutenant on an errand and took the letter while he was gone.
Lieutenant, you tried to sell us out. But the masked man tricked you into carrying the orders yourself that spoiled your scheme.
It isn't true. It isn't.
That's something we'll find out soon enough. We're attacking Little Bear at Buffalo Pass. And, Lieutenant, when Little Bear learns that it was you who brought Captain Stewart by the lower trail, I think he'll tell us all we need to know.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.